The Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast brings you a unique view of Mesa through its vibrant business community and the subjects that are important. The podcast is produced in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Media Studio, sponsored by the University of Phoenix. Our podcast is hosted by Mesa Chamber of Commerce CEO Sally Harrison. Please enjoy this episode of the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and we are in our podcast studio today with our friend Mark Swift from Red Mountain Ranch Country Club. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for taking some time to come on over to the chamber and visit. You're fairly new to our community, so I wanted to get a little background. Give us an idea about what you've done in the past and why you chose to relocate your family to Mesa.
Perfect. Okay. Well, so I've been in the golf industry for, goodness, going on 28 years now, which is hard to believe. I've done anything for 28 years. So I started my career up in the Pacific Northwest on the Oregon coast. Was an assistant golf professional, moved on to Sun Valley, Idaho, where I spent a couple of years as a head golf professional, and then relocated back to the Oregon coast, where I spent close to 18 years as the director of golf at a fine resort out there called Salishan. And we moved up to Portland, and I worked at a club there, and then moved to Olympia and worked at a club there, Olympia, Washington. Mm-hmm. And then was playing in a pro-am one day, and this opportunity came, and it was snowing and raining and all sorts of miserable. And I said, let's just move to Arizona. And my wife said, sounds like a great idea. So here we are.
Well, from being from the Seattle area, I can attest to this is a really nice change.
Yeah. It's just a little bit of humor. My daughter told me when we went to pick out a Christmas tree this year, she says, Dad, I don't think I've ever worn a t-shirt and shorts to pick out a Christmas tree. And I said, you're probably right. I mean, normally it's a big, huge puffy jacket or rain gear or something.
Definitely boots and a coat at least. What month did you end up moving here?
I moved here in July.
Great time to move.
That's what everybody tells me.
If you can handle July, you're going to do just fine.
Yeah, it was warm. I will say that. Yeah. And I got a couple of good pictures of the thermometer on the car and share it with my friends. And they're like, what are you doing?
Well, we are glad you are here.
Well, thank you.
So what should golfers know about Red Mountain Ranch Country Club?
Sure.
I don't know that everybody knows about Red Mountain.
Well, we are definitely out there on the very east side of the Mesa area. Mm-hmm. We're kind of sit right almost at the foot of the Red Mountain. So we get a bunch of great views of the Red Mountain.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool. And so the golf course was built in 1986, so it's been around for a little while. Mm-hmm. Probably the most notable thing about it is it was Pete Dye, who's a very famous golf course architect. Mm-hmm. It was his first try in Arizona, so it was the first one he routed here in the state. He's gone on to do a whole bunch of other really big golf courses. And so anyhow, we're out there. Like I said, been there since 1986. The clubhouse is apparently won a whole bunch of architectural awards when it was built. Uh-huh. So it's a pretty unique space and building.
Right.
So we do offer 18 holes of golf, and we are a semi-private country club out there. So we have all the amenities that a private club would need. So we've got a junior Olympic pool, a restaurant, some meeting spaces that are out there, 5 tennis courts, 4 pickleball courts.
Lots of offerings.
Yeah. It's pretty much all inclusive out there.
Mm-hmm. So you said semi-private. Explain what that means.
Sure. So we do have a membership component, mm-hmm. and they've been around. Let me just kind of roll back. Back in the beginning, it was a fully private golf course.
Okay.
And then at some point, I don't know exactly when, the semi-private model was introduced. And so we allow public rounds, daily rounds, to come out and enjoy what we have to offer. So we do have the membership, and then we have the daily play, and it's been great.
Well, like I said, I've been out there a couple of times, and it is gorgeous.
It's a pretty cool spot.
It is. It's different than some other courses that mm-hmm. I've been to. Just the look of it. I mean, that is, you said Pete Dye?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that brings a lot of, very unique looks to the different areas on the course.
Absolutely. And I mean, we've got the signature railroad ties and the mounding and the severe slopes around the greens. And yeah, it's a good test of golf. and it's a great place to play.
So I know you've been working on things. What are some of the changes that you've been addressing in the first year that you've been at Red Mountain?
Sure. So one of the big things that we wanted to tackle over the last year, for sure, is the playability of the golf course. And by that, I mean just the total turf conditions, meaning greens, tees, fairways, roughs, surrounds, all those areas. And doing a lot of clearing. What I was surprised to find out in moving to the desert is that you can actually grow a pretty good jungle around here if you've got water. So we've been working very hard at clearing out some of the areas, creating some better views down the fairways, especially from the forward tee perspective, and just making it as friendly of a golf course as we can possibly do within the confines of what Pete Dye has laid out for us.
Well, it is unique. So what can players expect when they play there?
Well, I would say that probably the number one thing is don't think you're going to shoot your best round of golf when you get done, when you go out to play Red Mountain. That being said, you're going to get some really great conditions. The greens are perfect. And it's going to make you talk to yourself. It's a demanding golf course. It's not overly long, so everybody can certainly play it. And it's pretty friendly off the teeing areas. The fairways are quite generous. It's not one of those bomb gouge golf courses where you can just womp it as far as you possibly want to hit it. You do have to play for some position, and then your second shots or your approach shots into the greens really need to be sort of going the right direction. So, yeah, you're going to have a good day when you go out to play at Red Mountain.
Very cool. So we do have something to announce.
Yes.
Yes. We have a golf tournament coming up, and I believe that you will be our host for the Chamber Tournament this year.
Yes, we are very excited to host the Mesa Chamber Tournament for 2024.
Yeah, so what's the date of that?
That's going to be November 1st, upcoming.
And that is a Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Yep,
Friday, November 1st. Sign up early. As soon as you see it on the website, I think it's going to be a great event. I mean, we've got some things planned for the event, some that I've never seen before. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah, well, we're excited. When we came out to talk to you about, just the course itself and kind of what that could look like for some of the different holes that we would do. It was very exciting to be able to take the cart and drive around and see some of the different things that you have out there, because it is a different course.
Yes.
From some of the things that we have done in the past. In particular, there are some really interesting cactuses that I don't know how they're standing. They have so many holes in them.
Right. Yeah, well, some of those holes are from the golfers. And then apparently the state bird of Arizona likes to nest in those saguaro cactuses. So that's what I'm told. But yeah, some of the holes are definitely from golf balls.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the railroad ties. Talk a little bit more about that, because I as we're driving around, of course, I think pictures are important. And we do, obviously, a lot of social media at the Chamber. But there are so many just gorgeous backdrops there for pictures of foursomes and things. Talk about the railroad ties, though, because I found that interesting.
Yeah, that's one of Pete Dye's sort of signature design elements. So he kind of puts them all in there and makes them a focal point of the hole, whether it's a strategic maneuver by the architect to take your eye away from what you're really supposed to be looking at, or but it just became one of his sort of signature things. And so pretty much wherever you see a Pete Dye golf course, you're going to see railroad ties stuck in. And if
that's
you're
cool.
really from, the old country, Scotland, they call them sleepers, which is, I learned that a long time ago when I was in Scotland. They said, oh, hit it right over that sleeper. And I'm like, what in the world is a sleeper? And somebody says, oh, it's a railroad tie. So anyhow,
tie-in.
Yeah,
okay.
So, there you go.
Huh.
So yeah, they're all over the place. Predominant on hole 15, which is par 3, kind of going back towards the valley. And then right as you enter the clubhouse area, when you head out to the first hole, the retaining wall there on the ninth green is all railroad ties.
Yes.
So they're all over the place on 5.
Very cool.
You can keep on going.
Very cool. So off topic of golf, You have a restaurant there.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Is that open to the public?
It is. It's okay. Open to the public. It's currently we're Monday through Friday, we're sort of lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we're all three meal periods.
Okay.
And then probably the other thing I really wanted to get out there is if you're looking for a place to have a small gathering or an event of some sort, we do offer catering and mm-hmm. meeting spaces. Our Overlook Room is our sort of our bigger room there with the better views and everything else. That's about 4,100 square feet of, uh-huh. of meeting space or
event space. It's a great space.
Yeah, it's really cool.
To have that kind of outdoor balcony area attached to that where you can stand out and watch sunset and watch golf and see just the green. And it's gorgeous.
It's a pretty cool place.
It is. Yeah, it is great.
Be out there with your favorite refreshment and
yeah,
just take it all in.
So anything else you want people to know?
Yeah, I think, come out and see us at Red Mountain. It's an unbelievable place. You can certainly find us on the internet at redmountainranch.com. Mm-hmm. And
what's your address?
So we are 6425 East Teton Circle mm-hmm. in Mesa.
All right. So hours are?
Currently, first tee time is at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. So somebody's in the golf shop at 6:30 mm-hmm. and we stay open until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Awesome. Okay. So again, your website is rmrcc.com.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, Mark, thanks so much. We're so excited that you're hosting our tournament this year. Can't wait to get to that point where we're actually out there with all of our players and having a good time with our sponsors. It's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be a great day.
Well, thank you.
Yep, my pleasure. Thank you.
This has been a Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. You can find all podcast episodes at iTunes, Spotify, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org. Content of this podcast is copyright the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, unless otherwise noted.